sunshine.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm just going to make sure that my volume is nice and high. And I'm really sorry today. I have this persistent cold heading into the holidays. And so you're going to hear me sniffling and perhaps even maybe having to go off camera really quick so that I can just blow my nose. But I'm thrilled to be here with you today. This call is all about mindset. And really, it's about helping you move forward. It's about you getting the support that you need. And, you know, it's Wednesday, December 20th, and there's a lot going on for a lot of women. There's a ton on your plates. And so I just want to say thank you to the women who have written in their questions, and you guys took the time to write your questions in. A lot of you said to me, Andrea, you know what? We can't make the call today. There's just, it's like the sprint to the finish for everyone. And I totally get that. So I just want to say thank you for submitting your questions. I'm thrilled about it. And I have made sure that for the four people that did submit questions, that I will make sure that I answer them for you. For those of you who are on the call today, if you do have a question, all that you need to do is just put it in our chat window. And so to do that, what you'll see is you'll see a little bubble sign at the bottom of our screen. And what it does is it just pulls in this chat window. And you can just type your message there, and I'll be watching for that as well if you choose to submit your question that way. Just so that you do know, we have marked it so that you aren't showing up, so you can't see yourself live right now. We've had a lot of people just ask as you're easing into this group and building your trust that you just, you know, you want to remain incognito, and I'm totally fine with that. It is way more important for us to be sharing the information. At some point, I will want to see your faces, and I will want to see you guys kind of engaged in a different way. But, you know, as we're building this, I totally understand. And I'm just happy that everyone's here and is showing up. And for even just having, you know, four people ahead of time submit questions before our call, that's huge to me, especially in the week leading into Christmas. It just shows me how much you're wanting this content, you're wanting to connect, and you're wanting support. And that's exactly what our platform, our Tribe Thrive platform, is meant to do. So welcome, welcome. That being said, I'm going to dive right into our first question that was submitted by Jenny. And Jenny said, I'm really struggling focusing right now. I'm not getting anything done because I've got too much to do. How can I possibly get control of my focus? Well, this is something that always tends to happen more so at the end of the year and at the beginning of the year than at any other time. I think we're acutely aware of it at this time of year because we're looking back, right? We're reflecting on what we've done over the year and what we still have to do and what we're trying to finish up before, you know, 2017 is done. And then we're looking at heading into our 2018 strong. And so for a lot of people, we start to create these to-do lists. And when we have a lot on the go, and think about it from this perspective. So a woman's brain, the way that it's wired, is unique from a man's. A woman's brain, it's like a big ball of yarn or a big ball of wire all tied together, and everything connects to everything. So whereas a man's brain, everything has its own compartment. So what you want to look at from the perspective of a woman when it comes to focusing, you know, one of the things that you want to set yourself up for, or that you can do to set yourself up for success, is to start by chunking your day. So the way that I teach this, and I've taught this for a number of years, but what women try and do is we try and have these massive lists of to-dos, and then we try and check everything off. And most of the time, we're putting way too many things onto our days. So one of the things that has worked really, really well for a lot of my private clients is to look at creating our 90-day list. And what you do is you decide what it is that you want to have achieved by the end of 90 days. And then you write your to-do list based on that. And you work backwards from the day that you want to have it done by into what you need to do every week. And then what happens is that what you can then do is you chunk it down and you put it directly onto your calendar and you put it directly into your schedule. And by doing that, what happens is that you actually don't have to do 10 things in a day, but instead you're able to do maybe there's 3 things or maybe there's just 1 thing you have to achieve. Now, the trick to this is to be as specific as possible about it. So whether that's you're planning out your social media, whether that's you're planning out your blog posts, maybe you are planning out what you're going to do with your clients. Maybe you are looking at mindset from the perspective of how you're going to plan out either your business or what you're doing within your corporate career. It doesn't really matter what it is that you're applying this to. The same is true in that what you want to do is you want to look at it from the perspective of being really focused. So let's say I'm planning out my 90-day blog or social media, or even, you know, maybe it's what I'm taking my coaching clients through in the next 90 days, or maybe it's what I'm working on in corporate the next 90 days. What you want to look at is when you're putting something that's chunked down into your calendar, you want to make sure that you're itemizing it well. So let's say I'm writing a blog a week. Instead of just saying, I'm going to write blog, you're going to create the titles of your blog before you actually sit down to write it. And what that does is it allows you to get super specific so that when you sit down to write, let's say you're writing a blog on never giving up, you would put in your calendar, write blog, never give up. And what happens then is that instead of then getting to that 45 minutes that you're giving yourself to write the blog or that hour, whatever it is, instead of then getting there and then feeling like you have to figure out what it is that you're writing on or what it is that you're doing, then what happens is you sit down, you already know what your topic is, and so you just sit down and you get it done. And what I found is that when women can actually do that from this perspective, not only do they get a lot more done, their mindset doesn't seem to be as negative or as affected as when you're sitting down trying to get something done and you don't have it planned out and you're just kind of rolling with the punches. Structure always dictates function, okay? So whether that is your mindset, whether that is what you're trying to achieve during the day, whether that is even trying to focus, having a tool to focus, having a tool for mindset, having a structure to help move you forward, those pieces are super important because they keep you on track. And it's interesting, nobody teaches us how to do this stuff in school. Like, it's not like somebody pulls you aside in either, you know, high school or college or university and says, this is how you chunk your days down. This is how you become super productive. You know, I think we take a lot of that for granted. And for a lot of us, you know, we just kind of roll with things. And what, you know, I think is so evident when it comes to mindset is that when you have too much going on, the best thing that you can do to help focus your mind is use specific rituals or specific structures. And those structures will help you focus. So one of the other things that we do, like even in our mindset program, when we're looking at either Power to Thrive or Power to Thrive Lite, in both of those programs, we take you through the specific structure of how to get your mind to slow down, how to get your mind in the right place so that you can be productive, how to connect with your bigger purpose, how to connect with, you know, what the steps are even to have a mindset practice that works for you instead of going into, you know, something where you're trying to focus and then your mind just kind of drifts off and you're not actually getting anything done. So when I look at struggling to focus, I know a lot about that. I see this even with my son. So my son is ADHD, LD gifted. And it's really interesting because we use the same mindset training for him as I do. And the same thing for my husband, who also had LD issues, learning challenges. And so I fundamentally believe that in today's society, we have a lot of people that are struggling with focus. And the reason we have so many people struggling with focus is that there's so many things that are taking our attention, right? We have so many distractions. We have so many diversions over our day, whether that's social media, whether that's the phone ringing, whether that is the expectation that you have to have everything yesterday. All of those pieces really do act as distractions. And so when it comes to focusing, some of the mindset tools that I use is absolutely chunking things down, just like I told you. The other thing that I will do to help me focus is I always make sure that my environment is clean. So I call it clearing the clutter. And when you clear the clutter in your environment, you actually clear the clutter in your mind as well. So that's another tool that I would highly encourage you to do. And this is the right time of year to do it as well, because as you're heading into the new year, if you can head into your new year with a decluttered house or a decluttered office, man, will you ever feel amazing come January. So you can start with that. Depending on what it is that you're trying to achieve as well, Jenny, because it looks like, you know, your question was pretty broad. I'd be curious to know if you're trying to get something done before the end of the year. And if that's the case, you know, you've got 11 days. So whatever your time frame is, chunk down your time frame of what you need to have done by when, and then always work backwards. And what that looks like is you can even get out a blank piece of paper, and at the top of it, you have, you know, what my goal is by December 31st. And then you can write out your list of to-dos, and then you just put it into your calendar and you put everything per day. So another tip that I would highly encourage you to do is always put the things that you find the most challenging at the beginning of your day, because there's a reason that the Army always starts out their day with a lot of their most challenging physical routines. And it's so that you get the hardest part accomplished earlier on in the morning so that you start your days with your wins. And for women, what we typically do, because our mindset clouds our judgment on what we feel we can achieve, what I would highly recommend that you do is start your day with that and always have a ritual. So when you start your day, if you're not starting your day with a ritual that gets you into a good mindset, I highly encourage you to find a ritual. And you can actually, I'll put a link into this page as well. You can actually even use, we have a free morning rituals that you can look at what some of, you know, the top most successful people do for a morning ritual. And then I even have like a super low, I mean, it's $7. You're welcome to go and check that out too. But basically what it does is it's a $7, you know, guide on creating your own morning ritual. So if that's something that, you know, you're struggling with, go get that, like use that to help move you forward, because that will start your day off in such a productive way and help you get focusing so that your focus lasts throughout the day. And one of the things that I often will do with my corporate training as well is I actually give them 3 times a day to go into a ritual. So start your morning with a ritual, then after you've had lunch, do a ritual, and then to close out your day, do a ritual. What I mean by that is that often by the time you get to your lunchtime, you've had a series of different things that have happened. And depending on whether they're good or they're bad, that will then set the stage for how the rest of your day goes. So whether you're still productive, whether you're still able to focus, or whether you're totally taken out. And it's not like you have to do this. These rituals don't have to be massively long. In corporate, I always take them through really basic things, i.e., I have a really great breathing technique. So remember that breathing is actually the difference between being in a state of anxiety versus being in a state of excitement or something where you're energized. You know, and when you look at athletes, it's the same thing. It's whether they nail their event or whether they don't. The same applies to business. The same applies to mindset. So, you know, we know that our words affect our DNA. We know that our words, if we're frustrated, if we're angry, our DNA actually coils up. And if we're happy, if we're in a state of gratitude, if we're looking at, you know, things that are working for us, then our DNA actually opens up and we're able to receive more. And so those two pieces are actually really important, because what you're saying inside your mind is also going to affect what you're capable of getting done during the day and how easily you are able to focus. So, you know, when you look at these concepts and these basic things, that's why in my corporate trainings, I always say to people, okay, so the first thing that you want to start your day with the moment you sit at your desk is you want to do a ritual, and your breathing can be something super simple. Like it might be that you do 4 breath cycles and you literally just start your day with that so that it clears your mind. If you're starting your day and you've already had like a negative thing happen, then stop and take a moment and engage with either, if you have the tools for either Prolific Mindset Light or Prolific Mindset, even doing an engagement with slowing the brainwaves down so that you can speed up. Even that piece is brilliant to start your day. Or you can even just look at it from the perspective of doing a 10-minute mindset visualization. So even those are brilliant. Between 10 to 18 minutes, I know it sounds like a lot, but in the grand scheme of things, if you spend 4 hours trying to get something done and not actually complete it, that 15 minutes is way more important so that you actually get 2 to 3 things done in that 3 to 4 hours versus just, you know, wasting away at time or being distracted all the time. So that's what people don't really tend to think of. A lot of people go, oh, well, I don't have time to do a ritual, or I don't have time to do a visualization. Well, in reality, you don't have time not to do one, because that's what's going to set you up to be more productive and to get your focus on. So hopefully that was helpful. Hopefully I've given you some practical tips as well as some ways for you to engage. I would highly recommend, I'll put that link in the window as well for our replay. And then I would highly recommend just checking them out, Jenny. Okay, let's move into our second question. This is from Alice. Alice says, Andrea, I'm challenged with naysayers. Everyone seems to think it's easy to start a business, but when you're in the thick of things, it's really challenging. How do I shake off what others think of me? Alice, I was so happy when I saw this question come in. You have no idea. The reason I was so happy was because a while ago, I put together the concept around 17 specific things that highly successful women do differently in comparison to having a fixed mindset and a prolific mindset. And I'm just going to review that for you just really quick. And if you haven't, get into it's totally free. head into the Prolific Mindset Blueprint and go get some of the training. There's 4 video training sessions in there, and there's even a PDF manual. Head in there, go get the content and go through that training. Just give me, all right. So just to review, a fixed mindset is really a mental attitude, or it's a disposition that's restrictive, it's limited, it's anchored often in worry, doubt, and fear. So what are you typically doing when somebody, when you think somebody's judging you? You're sitting in worry, doubt, and fear. And what's interesting about a fixed mindset is that a fixed mindset always predetermines a negative response. It's a negative interpretation. It's a negative way of involving yourself in situations. And it is a negative personalization. So you take that on, you own it. It's just like being told as a child that you are a certain way and then living it out your entire life. Okay. And how many of us do this, you know, depending on what we're named, depending on where we grow up, all of these labels that we're giving, they shape the way that we behave, the way that we take action, but they don't have to shape those things. Okay. So what I mean by that is that, when you look at these 17 different things, fixed mindset, I'm going to get there in just a sec, but a fixed mindset really stops momentum. It stops your growth. And a fixed mindset will always pull in your ego, and it will always destroy your ability to keep taking action. So likely what you're experiencing with these naysayers is the doubt, the worry, the fear. What if they're right? What if what they're saying is right? And whenever you're trying something that somebody hasn't done before, if they haven't done it, they have no idea how to do it. So they're always going to say that you can't do it because they haven't done it. And that's their experience, right? So you absolutely have to think about that. And you also want to consider, though, that on the other side of a fixed mindset is a prolific mindset. And what I'm asking you, so a prolific mindset is different than a growth mindset. And the reason I use prolific is because at the end of the day, it's not just about growth. It's not just about growing. It's not just about taking one step. It's about showing up as your best self. And although we can't show up as our best self at all times of the day, that would be impossible. We can strive for that, because if we're striving to be prolific rather than just in growth, it changes the way that we show up. It changes our mental attitude. It changes our disposition. It changes what you believe that you can actually achieve in your business and in corporate as well, right? So if you're just in a growth mindset, you're like, okay, well, I can grow. I can keep going. But if you're a prolific, you're like, no, I am going to make this happen. This is what I want, and I'm going to go after this. And the reason that's so important is because when you're in a prolific mindset, you're actually in a higher state of productivity. You're in a higher state of creativity, and you get curious. You want to find out more. So a prolific mindset really determines a positive response, because there isn't any other doubt, worry, or fear that's coming up from that. Now, what I talk about in the course is that you don't always stay in a prolific mindset. You're gonna go back and forth. The pendulum swings back and forth with this, and that happens over the course of your day. Now, the difference, though, is that with these 17 ways that highly successful leaders think differently, they're all laid out. So with a fixed mindset versus a prolific mindset on the topic of learning, let's say, somebody with a fixed mindset is going to say, well, I've learned everything there is to know. I know what I need to do, and I've tried it. Maybe it doesn't work. Well, actually, maybe you tried it, but you didn't have these other factors set into play. So somebody with a prolific mindset is going to go, okay, I heard you say that. And before, even though I tried that, maybe I didn't have XYZ. So because I'm looking for a way to get to the level that I want to get to, I'm going to try it again. And I'm going to try it again because I know that what I have right now isn't exactly what I want, but I know that I can get there. So do you hear the difference? Like there's a difference in thinking. There's a difference in mindset. There's a difference in approach. And so it's about learning how to look at mindset from a productive perspective and say to yourself, I'm not going to let the obstacle remain the obstacle. I know that I can turn an obstacle into an opportunity. And, you know, when it comes to naysayers, a lot of naysayers are naysayers because they just haven't done it. You know, when you look at our results right now, okay, some of these things, you know, I've talked about these on the crowdfunding, the Indiegogo campaign. I've talked about them in a variety of different blogs and on social media. And really what it comes down to is that only 2% of women are reaching seven figures in their business. Only 3% are reaching 500,000. And there is close to 47% that are not making any profits in their business. That's huge. That's a problem. So we need to look at mindset as one of the ways to fix that. And, you know, one of the things that women are constantly up against are naysayers. Naysayers saying you can't do it. Naysayers, you know, and I was shocked. I think, you know, maybe you've seen or not, but I posted it on social media because I was so shocked. I had gone onto a forum to ask a question and I had some guy, like random guy, you know how some, in some groups you can post questions. Well, I had some random guy be like, what are you doing? Why would you even bother doing that? Go get some free information. Why do women need training? And I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, I just was shamed by a man on social media because I was trying to help other people. And these are the things, you know, naysayers, they're going to show up everywhere. They're going to show up in all forms. And it doesn't matter whether it's a man or a woman. Naysayers are there because they haven't done it for themselves. And the reality is that a lot of women are going for free content. A lot of women are trying to get what they need. They're getting it in piecemeal perspectives. And because they're getting in piecemeal, they're not actually moving the dial forward. And we want to change that. You know, we want you guys to have that ability. And this is one of the forums. This is one of the ways that we are changing that so that you do have access to support. So when it comes to naysayers, one of the first things that I will highly recommend that you do is, so you have to get a little bit, yes, we're talking about mindset. And yes, we have to talk about some grounded tips, right? So the first grounded tip is ask yourself, is this 100% true? Is what they're saying 100% true? And if there is any doubt in it, then you know that you don't have to listen to that naysayer. So what I mean by that, I'm going to give you an example. Let me give you a good one. Oh, okay. So when I first transitioned, from Wealthy Woman Warrior, just being my mindset concepts into being, you know, the five pillars that I had researched, I had a woman who used to do strategy planning for Deloitte come, and she was a recommendation and she was like, okay, well, I'm a naysayer. I'm going to say, how are you going to make this work? And, it was interesting because she hadn't done her research. And so even though she was a strategy woman, she hadn't looked at all of the concepts. She hadn't looked at all of the research that I had looked at. And it was great because she showed me where my holes were. She showed me where the areas were that I needed to bridge that gap. But what was really evident was that she hadn't done any of the research and she hadn't looked at any of the processes. So the minute I realized, wait a second, she's telling me this can't be done, but she hasn't done the research, so how could she possibly know? And I'm looking at it going, wow, these are all of the opportunities. These are all the places that I can connect the dots and help make this happen. So when you have somebody say it's not possible or you're never going to be able to do it, you don't have to go into defense mode. And going into defense mode can sometimes be, it can sometimes not be a good thing, because then you go into trying to prove yourself versus look for the places where you can create a bridge, right? Create the bridge to the other side of where you want to be. And sometimes when women go into proving, they're actually going into defense mode. Okay. So it depends on how you respond to naysayers. And a lot of us go into defense mode, and that's, you know, that's natural. That's human behavior. If you look at it from the perspective of, is what they're saying 100% true? What it does is it gives you a moment to actually look for the hole. And most of the time, 99% of the time, you will be able to say, no, what they're saying isn't true. And then you can keep going. And it gives you the proof that you need to keep taking action steps forward. Now, it's also a place where you can then discover what you can do, where the holes are. So just like that example that I gave you with that strategy woman, you know, she didn't have the research. So look for the places where the person who is your naysayer also isn't versed, educated, or doesn't know. And then if they don't know, look to answer the questions that they're questioning you on. Because if you don't know the answers to those are likely the places where your customers don't know the answers and need the help. Okay, so hopefully that's helpful for you. When it comes to your mindset of naysayers, it's going to be important for you to learn to do a ritual to continuously connect to who you are, to what you're amazing at, and your own self-value and self-worth. So again, you know, get into that Prolific Mindset Blueprint training if you haven't already. And I would also highly recommend getting into one of our initial either Power Thrive Light, which is all about learning how to use gratitude to propel yourself forward, or Power to Thrive, so that you can actually start going through the process of setting yourself up for a structure for mindset that will really help you and work with you for a lifetime. So Alice, I hope that that is helpful for you. And I hope that that is something that you can use with naysayers moving forward. All right, let's move into a question that came up. So this is actually from Shelley. Shelley just wrote this in. She says, Andrea, I just completed the second module of Power to Thrive and learned about slowing the brain down so that I can speed up. What I noticed just applying this initial technique during my day is that I'm way more effective, and I want to do this daily. What are some tips to stay on track and to build this into my day? Shelley, this is a great question. It would, you know, and it's so fitting for today's call as well. What I will say about this specific topic is I would actually build this into your day. So it doesn't matter whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're in corporate, it doesn't matter whether you're a stay-at-home mom. What I would recommend you doing is have it in your schedule and plan it in there. So it can either be the first thing that you do when you sit down to work. It can be what you do right after you eat. It can be what you do either at the end of your day to close out your workday, or to close out before you fall asleep at night. And so what I would recommend is that you actually put it in your calendar and you schedule it with an alarm. And then what will happen is that you'll be able to then have an alert go off so that you pause and you can use that to help you reset. And that will help you engage with the prolific mindset, you know, instantly. It's quite effective. It's an effective tool that I've even built into my own days. And then I have my corporate and my private clients do as well. So, you know, set it up so that you're doing it as a ritual, and you will find that you'll always be able to use it. And that will in itself really help be more effective and get more things done. So hopefully that helps you. Last question. Now, this question was submitted and there wasn't a name to it. So I'm just going to read the question. It says, Andrea, I'm really frustrated with the amount of cliches that are being used around mindset these days. They're not helpful. I want some concrete ways to change my mindset so that I can actually get what I want. Okay. So, I love this. I love your wording. I think, I think you're right. There is a lot of, cliches around mindset. There's a lot of, I hear all the time, you talk about turning an obstacle into an opportunity. So what are the specific steps? You talk about, imagination, creating successful outcomes. What are the steps? These are the things that a lot of people don't understand. They say, be bigger than your obstacle or be bigger than your biggest challenge. But if they're not giving you the tools, I mean, that's the same thing as like reading any self-help book, really. And so I think when it comes to getting away from the cliches, again, there's tools that we have. The first one being, Prolific Mindset Blueprint, the second being Power to Thrive Light, the third being Power to Thrive as a whole. And structure will always dictate function. And what I mean by that is that if you find tools that give your thinking structure, which is something that most people haven't put into their overall plan, it's not something that most people use on a day-to-day basis. The majority of people flow through their days rather than having their days structured. And it doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing, your structure will always dictate your function. What that means is that how productive you are will always be based on how well you're thinking, right? If you're not feeling good, if you know me, you also know that today, I'm not 100% and I'm not 100% because I'm not feeling good. Well, how does not feeling good affect your mind? How does having negative news affect your mind? How does, doubt, fear, worry affect your thinking? We have all of these programs in place to help people have bodies that are more fit. But we don't actually have any thinking tools, which is why, I created the Prolific Mindset Blueprint. It's why we created Power Thrive. It's why I'm doing all of this work in mindset and have always done all this work in mindset, because the system is, 100% what is lacking. So nobody pulls you aside and teaches you how to think well, right? Nobody trains you or shows you how to train your own brain or train your own thoughts so that you're able to recover faster, so that you go further, so that you're able to achieve much more in your life. So if you're frustrated with the amount of cliches that you're seeing, my suggestion is to either look at setting up a structure for your own mindset, setting up a ritual for your own mindset. And those things can be really, really simple. I've covered a lot of it, even just in flow. But I use really a three-step system. The first step is awareness. The second step is going through, your own system. And the third one is actionable tools. And when you look at all of those pieces, those pieces, come together, they flow together. And if you can go into an area of awareness, what happens for that is you actually then create an awareness around, hey, I'm not getting what it is that I need, or I'm not getting what it is that I want. And that awareness is enough for you to then bring attention to what you're thinking about in your head. And when you are brought to that place, then what changes for you is you're able to then look at it and go, okay, I can do X, Y, and Z. And so from that perspective, the first step, having an awareness, And your awareness can come from emotion. It can also come from energy. Either or, that's where you really want to look at, okay, so what's the emotion that I'm feeling or what's the energy that I'm feeling? And if I don't have the good emotion, if I don't have the good energy, because if you notice when you're really on it, you have a ton of energy, you can connect, you can keep going. So even, you know, when you're sick, you can still keep going, you can still, you know, be plugged in, and you may not be 100%, but you're still taking action, you're still moving forward. And that's the important part. So when it comes to the next step, which is creating your system, a system for instant perspective can be as simple as taking a breath and looking at, like, literally get up and move, go to the other side of the table, shift whatever is in your workspace so that you have a different way of looking at life. And then the third step is, you know, always after you've seen the different perspective, be accountable for taking another action, take that next step further. So what I often find with people is that when they're stuck in the cliche or when they're stuck in the place of things being intangible out here, it just takes putting it into step one, step two, step three, and then having your own routine for it. So our routine can be really different than your routine, but you want to start doing things and repeating them, because the more you repeat a specific routine or ritual, the easier it is for you to continue taking action steps and moving forward. So I hope that that was helpful for you. I'm really excited about moving into our 2018 content. We've got a lot of really great things happening in 2018, and I am certain that things are really going to pick up for you. So I can't wait. We are now, after this call, going into a bit of a break so that everybody gets some good old R&R for over the holidays. So I wish you just a wonderful holiday season. I look forward to seeing you the second week, I believe it is, in January. And I can't wait to continue moving forward with you. Have a brilliant, brilliant day, and we'll see you in the new year. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.